Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bringing you the best news and views.
You're with Dean Begg.
Joy 94.9.
It is World Suicide Prevention Day. And, you know, I got to thinking of all of the suicides that have occurred around child abuse. And they have been brought to the fore with the Royal Commission into institutionalised child abuse. It reminds us that suicide is sadly an option that people take when abused. Well, there is a person that has done some pretty amazing things in regards to this subject from the other end of the spectrum, working with children. It is my great pleasure to welcome Kate Power to the program. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
Kate, your book, My Underpants Rule, is for kids. It's for empowering kids. How did it come about? What was the spark for this?
Well, I was a police officer for 15 years, so I was frontline, so I saw some pretty horrible things involving kids. And then, actually, when I had my own three kids that I thought I could protect them being a police officer, but then a few things happened in my very own community that made me rethink this. And I realised I couldn't always be with them, and the best way that I could protect them from sexual assault was to educate them. And the next dilemma that I had, that this, for a parent, this subject's actually quite tricky because it's personally confronting, and how do you get around teaching kids about this in a positive and engaging way? And that's when my husband and I got together and we thought, you know, oh, we remember nursery rhymes from our childhood and safety rules that were rhyme-based, and that was a catalyst for My Underpants Rule.
Kind of like Hector the Safety Cat when I was growing up.
Yeah, I had one to cross, how do you cross the road?
Yeah,
I remember it.
Isn't that amazing how those things stick? So I understand the impetus, and sadly it's more likely to be someone close to your child, another family member or someone in a position of power like a teacher, if there is going to be something that happens. And we often miss those because they are so close. We think it's going to come from something further afield. This attacks that any infiltration, I guess, right at the core.
Yeah, absolutely. Of the reported crimes of child sexual assault, it's up to 90% where the offender has a close relationship to the child. Yeah. And what I also found in the police is children who've been assaulted themselves often don't know what they're doing and they act out and they actually assault other kids. So we can't actually protect them all the time. We don't want to spoil our kids and we don't want to take their innocence away, but we do need to teach them what's appropriate and inappropriate behaviour in relation to our private parts and what actions to take if anything should happen. And that's what we've done in My Underpants Rule.
It's always been suggested that age-appropriate sex education, giving language to body parts and actions, is going to create greater protection for children than anything else.
Yeah, that's right. And it's age-appropriate. So what we have done, we're not telling them about sex at all because this book is for 3 to 8 year olds. So we're not telling them about that. We do go into names underneath your underpants, and we have done it in a way that there are the proper names there. And we ask the question, do you know the proper names? But we also have a lot of funny kids' names that kids use for their private parts. And the reason why we've done this is because kids find it funny first, and if you engage kids, they're going to learn better. And a lot of parents really struggle with talking, using the proper terminology, even though they know they should. So we're trying to let them off and encourage them in the book and then teach them the proper names when they feel comfortable.
How do you get to that difficult situation when someone may be touching their underpants inappropriately? How do you tackle that hard one?
Well, how do you teach the kids? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and through the book, how do you communicate that?
Well, we communicate it through the underpants rule rhyme. Would you like me to tell you the rhyme?
Please.
What's under my pants belongs only to me, and others can't touch there or ask me to see. But save growing up a doctor when I'm not healthy, what's under my pants belongs only to me. And if this rule's broken, I can run, kick or scream. Yes, it's really okay if I make a big scene. My underpants rule has been broken, you see. What's under my pants belongs only to me. So
that's... Fantastic, fantastic.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I've never had that before.
Now, I guess with all kids' books, you know, repetition is where it all gets ingrained. Have you got any studies to suggest or any evidence to suggest this has saved kids?
Well, it's actually been newly released, but we have shown this book to many experts and survivors, and they have helped us for the last 6 months improve it and get it better, and we have trialled it on many kids. And what we have found is it's helped kids in many ways. Firstly, they learn the rhyme really quickly. It's quite amazing. And then, you know, one mother told me that her little boy was running around showing off their private parts all the time,
right,
which is kind of normal for kids.
Sure.
And she was getting a bit concerned, so she read the book to her son, and he changed his behaviour. And I also had a dad read his six-year-old son the book, and then that just once, and then they were watching on the news, and there was some inappropriate touching with footballers or something like that, and he yelled at, "Dad, they're breaking the underpants rule." So, you know, we were living in the UK last year, and we just sent it to the largest organisation for child protection in the UK, the NSPCC, and they loved it so much. They put it on their recommended reading list, and they chose our book to be in a behavioural study in Northern Ireland with 40 schools. So, yeah, we've had really good feedback, and we have worked with people to get this better and better and better.
We're speaking with Kate Power. She's the author of My Underpants Rule, a book to empower kids against sexual assault. Now, this it's one thing to empower them to know the difference of right and wrong, but it's another thing to enable them to step forward and seek appropriate assistance if something does happen. Do you tackle that in the book?
Absolutely. We have the rhyme, which I've explained to you, and then we play a little game with them, and we have five scenario questions. And what this does is it helps kids recognise that they're in danger, that the underpants rule is broken, and then it helps trigger an action response, which is I can run, kick and scream. Yes, it's really okay to make a big scene. Then always tell someone you trust who wasn't there when it happened, and they'll help you work it out. There's also a page where it says, because through the scenarios, and it says, so the answer all depends on how okay you feel. So if you ever feel that something's wrong, that's when you make a big deal. So it comes down to the feeling of the kid as well, because you can't, there's so many different scenarios that we have to keep it simple for kids. So if they feel something is wrong, always tell someone you trust who wasn't there when it happened.
And some of those scenarios are pretty darn complex too.
They are, and they can be manipulated. So we have tried, every single word in this book has been thought through, gone through by experts as well, to get it as best we can to cover, you know, as many issues as we can.
I guess the most insidious is grooming, which can take place over months, sometimes years, and is kind of embedding into someone's life. How do you tackle that? Because that's not always black and white.
No, it's not, and that is very a complicated issue that happens a lot. So if a safe parent, a parent who cares about their child, or a grandparent or educator, they can teach their kids first the underpants rule, they're going to know it. The kid is going to be much, it's going to be much harder for them to be manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And when a kid's feeling, what in my policing experience, when a kid's feeling something's wrong, because they don't actually know about the darkness of this issue, which is great, but they know something's happened to them, they might go up to their safe parent, like their mum, and say, "Mum, oh, I don't like the way Grandpa's tickling me." And he's trying to tell his mum, or she's trying to tell his mum, but how do you decipher that?
Sure.
With a parent, it's really difficult. So what the book does, it gives kids a language to communicate with their parent, like, my underpants rule has been broken, Mum. She's going to hear that, or Dad. And then they can start asking more questions and take some action. So, yeah, that's what we try and encourage them to do.
Your background, Kate, is as a police person, how did you have you extended the copies of the book to the police? Are they using it in any way?
Well, we're just, as I said, we're just launched, and we've just come back from the UK. So that the books are in the New South Wales Police, so that's on its way. But we really want to get this book into the hands of parents, carers and grandparents so they can create that trust between their own kids. So that was our first point where we want to get the books out. Then we will tackle all the other areas.
I just think it's fantastic. It does have that little rhythmic rhyme right throughout. The illustrations are fun. Kids will love them. It's colourful. And it's just a brilliant concept, well executed. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It should be in every school and compulsory for every class.
Oh, thank you. Well, we think so, and that's our aim, because the more kids that we can empower, you know, the statistics are just shocking. 1 in 5 Australian kids are estimated to be sexually assaulted before they're 18. I find that just, you know, horrific, especially being a parent. And we just want to reduce it down to nothing, if possible. But, yeah.
And on World Suicide Prevention Day, it is... It's worthy noting how many lives have been lost to abuse of people of trust to children. It's, this will go a long way to change that, I hope.
Yeah, well, thank you. We hope it does. And if anyone would like a copy, you can
Where do we find
website.
It? Yeah, where do we get it?
MyUnderpantsRule.com, and part of the proceeds go to the wonderful organisation Barnardo's Australia. We have a great working relationship with them. So it's MyUnderpantsRule.com.
And can you buy it in physical form, or can you get a don't give us the price, but can you get an e-book as well?
Not at this stage, because we changed it with experts so much that we had an ebook, and then I went, oh, we can make it better, but now that's our final thing, so that's probably in the next couple of weeks.
When it's in print, it's the final version.
Yeah, this is absolutely, we've talked and talked and thought with so many people, it's been fantastic, it's just amazing.
You've done a brilliant job, it's a great book, every kid should have a copy, My Underpants Rule by Kate Power, and it's available at, what's the website again?
MyUnderpantsRule.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on the line today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.